You were hearing the voice again of Dayon. And I tell you what, great voice. You know, just before you talk with us about how you get your voice to do what you want your voice to do when you're singing, would you share with us a little bit more about the role that ministry plays in what you do? And share with us how you put yourself in position to minister the way you need to minister. And I'm thinking about, in fact, what you were just sharing with us about making sure that you're in the right frame of mind, first of all, so that the people listening will pick up on the fact that you really are inwardly where you're trying to take them.
I would say that having a prayer life is important. And I know that I wouldn't even be able to do any of this without God. Like, I wouldn't be here today without him. And so this just gives me an opportunity to minister his word to people through song. I'm not a pastor. So, you know, I'm not going to pastor a church. However, I can deliver the word to God's people through music, which is another way for me to not only express myself and to have a one-on-one relationship with God, but to be able to minister to people. And then when I'm in that right mind, I can take them along with me to the journey and say, you know, we're all going to go before the throne of grace, praising him, worshiping him. And so it's important to be able to have that type of relationship so that as I move on to my journey, I can take others with me.
I tell you what, you mentioned a relationship, and that really caught my attention, because I know that relationship, particularly as it pertains to relationship with God, has to do with love, it has to do with trust, etc. How, I mean, we know that as passionately as singers can sing and as much as singers can move us, you're still human. Mm-hmm. And so you deal with a lot of the issues that we who are not singing deal with. And some of those issues can cause a lot of pain. So whether it's pain that you've got to deal with, whether it's anger you've got to deal with, confusion, whatever it is, the stuff that humans just have to deal with, how are you able to deal with those issues that can be so distracting so that you are still able to minister through song?
That's a good question. Again, I still feel that it's a matter of prayer and just having that oneness with God, that there are going to be people that may be dealing with something that I'm dealing with as well. And they'll be able to connect with me on a separate wavelength than somebody else that may not be dealing with it. Like, spirit will attach to another spirit that's like-minded. So although I may be dealing with something, I still know that God is able to turn anything around and work it out in my favor. So again, if he could do it for me, he could do it for the next person. So it's still a matter of just being encouraging. And although I may be struggling with this, I am human, but yet I know that that doesn't define me, and that's not where I'm going to stay, and that God is able to take me even further than that. But you know, you have your struggles, and you just don't let your struggles be just who you are and leave it at that. You got to progress on and move from that.
And it's interesting that you pointed out how it's so important to remember that with God's help, you can move on. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be stuck there.
Right. You don't want to get stuck.
Don't want to get stuck. I hear you. So that's part of the ministry part of it. And do you find that as you're singing very often, you're getting certain types of responses from the audience?
You do. Sometimes, you know, they're just looking at you and you don't know if they like what they hear or not. And then sometimes you're singing and you know, they're standing up and they're lifting their hands and they're actually connecting. But then you can't really judge off of what people do while you're singing, because there have been several times where I've sung and I'm looking like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they like this or not. But then after the service, people will come up to you, oh my gosh, you really blessed me. You know, I was just so emotional. And, you know, that song really helped me with my situation or whatever. And so you can't always gauge it mm-hmm. off of how people look while you're ministering to them.
Yeah. And that's such an excellent point, because I know that sometimes one of the other vocations that you mentioned, preaching. Mm-hmm. So often preachers can be tempted to try to evoke a response mm-hmm. from the audience mm-hmm. instead of just staying true to the message and conveying to the people what God has commissioned them to convey to the people. And they'll inject themselves in a way that may not be the healthiest for the audience.
Right.
Because they want to make sure that they're getting, they, the preacher, are getting the feedback from the audience that they want. That really isn't shouldn't be what it should be about. But I imagine that there are probably some singers who sometimes do the same thing. They want to evoke a response from the audience instead of just remaining true to the song, remaining true to the ministry, and just sharing what God has given them to share and let everything else happen the way it's going to happen.
Yeah. Something someone told me on my praise team, they did mention about, you know, trying to get people to do stuff. Oh, everybody raise your hand. Everybody begin to do this. But a lot of times when you actually start doing it yourself, like if you lift your hands while you're singing, other people will start lifting their hands. And when you begin to praise God, other people just do it on their own. And you don't have to tell them to actually do it, which is better, because then, you know, they don't feel like, oh, I'm just clapping my hands because she told me to. Yeah. But I'm clapping because I really want to praise God. I'm really evoking this emotion that's within me, and I'm doing something. So I get what you're saying.
When we come back, because I know this is something that a lot of people need to know too. A lot of folks who are thinking, you know, I've had an interest in ministering in song, but I'm not as comfortable as I'd like to be, because I'd like to know more about how to take care of my vocal cords so that I can be fairly confident that I'm going to sing well and not get out there and just make a mess. Can we talk about some of the mechanics of taking care of the vocal cords so that you do sing pretty much the way you want to?
Okay.
All right. Our guest again, Dayon Woods. She's been sharing with us about ministry. When we come back, let's talk the mechanics of singing.
I'm sure he will do. If your body is tired, we